USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Centers for Disease Control revised its mask-wearing guidance earlier this week, saying that those in areas of the country experiencing high rates of COVID infection should go back to wearing masks indoors in public spaces, even if they are vaccinated. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying that new data on the Delta variant of the virus prompting the change. Nephrologist Dr. Frieda Fischer tells Fox News that it was appropriate for the CDC to update their guidance based on what is being shown by the variant.
Unlike the Alpha variant, the previous variant, the Delta variant is more transmissible, and now we believe it's more deadly, and we also know that even vaccinated people can spread the virus, and so it is prudent that we change the guidelines. The good news is that the vaccinations still work in keeping the fully vaccinated from getting severely ill and from dying from COVID-19.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow. Made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The Senate will hold a rare Sunday session as negotiations continue over a bipartisan infrastructure bill. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said late Saturday that the legislative text of the more than $1 trillion measure was not complete and that staffs would continue to work to complete it by Sunday. Jared Bernstein believes there is the momentum needed to get the bill over the finish line. The member of the White House Council of Economic Advisers tells CNN that legislators have long heard from their constituents about the need to improve infrastructure.
I have heard for many years from Democrats and Republicans who want to get clean water in their districts, who don't want their constituents sitting around at broken bridges or fixing their axles in garages because of potholes, who want to see broadband reach rural communities, who want to see electric buses, whether they're school buses or public transit. So there is just a lot of momentum here, not just in Congress, but from the American people.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A California court has ruled against a law which says nursing home staff must use the patient's chosen pronoun or gender. Wendy King has the story.
California's 3rd District Court of Appeal has struck down a provision in a state law that made it a crime for staff members at nursing homes to willfully and repeatedly fail to use a resident's preferred name or pronouns after clearly being informed of the preferred name or pronoun. The court says the provision violates the employee's freedom of speech. It was enacted in 2017 by the state legislature as part of the Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Long-Term Care Facility Residents' Bill of Rights. Intentionally using the wrong name or pronoun was a misdemeanor with a maximum punishment of 180 days in jail and a $2,500 fine. Justice Elena Duarte said, "We recognize that misgendering may be disrespectful, discourteous, and insulting, and used as an inartful way to express an ideological disagreement with another person's expressed gender identity." She also wrote that the provisions restrict more speech than is necessary to achieve the government's compelling interest in eliminating discrimination. The decision upholds a separate provision mandating that when assigned rooms based on gender, long-term care facilities and their staffs must make decisions based only on a transgender resident's gender identity. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.